Script good day. This is Paige Estritori on behalf your trusted informational source, Financial Services Online. Today, we dive into the significant happenings that are shaping the financial and insurance industries in Australia. Let's begin by addressing the concern of retiring women in our nation. The figures are indeed distressing. Only 2 out of every 5 women feel secure about their retirement plans. A disconcerting low when compared to men, where 3 in 5 feel at ease. This pronounced discomfort among women is majorly fueled by the rising cost of living, which has shot up by a skyrocketing annual increase of $13,000 for a stress-free retirement. The gender pay gap, financial illiteracy, and a heavier dependence on disability payouts seem to be worsening the crisis. Financial advisors are being called upon to not only build trust, but also a sense of independence among women, focusing to improve their financial stability and confidence for the future. Moving on to the banking sector, the Reserve Bank of Australia has kept its cash rate stable at 3.6%. With data showing stronger economic activity and inflation than predicted, our economists have delayed their expectations for a rate cut until February next year. The dollar signs are all in the sturdy consumer spending and increased inflation. However, these trends suggest that relief for mortgage holders might be postponed as inflationary pressures continue to shape interest rate decisions. The nation awaits with bated breath for the critical consumer price index figures due later this month on October 29th. Let's now turn our attention towards an issue vital for our survival, the climate. Insurers are being advised to reassess the climate-related gaps in rural coverage. Currently, insurers fall short because they rely on generalized assumptions that ignore the drastic impacts this climate crisis has caused, such as fluctuating floods and wildfires. We're already seeing costs hitting over $40 billion per year in sectors like agriculture, but the stunning advancements in geospatial technology could be our lifeline. Accurate risk assessments can now link insurance rates with climate smart practices, redefining the way our industry operates. Lastly, a stern warning has come from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission to the rapidly expanding caravan retailers. Reports of misleading claims about prices, performance, and tow weight limits have raised serious concerns. With a whopping increase in registrations by 26% over the past 5 years, the ACCC has stressed the need for transparency in this booming market. And it's not just a question of ethics. Breaching Australian consumer law can lead to financial implications for both the retailer and the consumer. Therefore, legislative reforms are being considered to protect the consumer, including hefty penalties for suppliers failing to honor guarantees. Stay tuned to Financial Services Online for all your finance, insurance, and money management news. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estritori. See you next time.